USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FEMA is on the ground working with each of the states to assess the damages.
Search and rescue efforts are going on overnight in some spots in the south after deadly tornadoes barreled across five states. And Andy Beshear, the Kentucky governor, says more than 100 people appear to have died in western Kentucky alone. Tennessee Republican Representative David Kustoff says the recovery efforts are going to take quite a while.
You see the devastation. It's going to run into Christmas Day, the Christmas holidays. But we need to do what we can, first and foremost, to make sure that the people that are unaccounted for right now, we don't know how many people those are, that we find.
The death toll in Tennessee from the storms now stands at 3. The death toll has risen to 6 at the site of a collapsed Amazon warehouse, which came down in a storm in Edwardsville, Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Joe Biden saying Russia will pay a, quote, terrible price if it moves in on Ukraine. Speaking on Saturday, the president said that he's made three things absolutely clear to the Russian president.
That if he moves on Ukraine, the economic consequences for his economy are going to be devastating.
He said he also said he would have to send American and NATO troops into the eastern flank to defend that region. And finally, Biden says he told Putin the world's view on Russia would also drastically change. For the worse.
The annual Army-Navy showdown on the gridiron taking place Saturday with the midshipmen stunning their rivals 17-3 at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the second time in 3 years they beat the Black Knights. And in other college football news, Alabama QB Bryce Young has been named the 2021 winner of the Heisman Trophy Award. Find us online anytime or at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Not surprisingly, the nation's highest court is getting very mixed reviews as it tackles abortion. The Supreme Court ruling Friday to allow Texas to continue to ban abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, while it's also going to allow challenges against what many see as a very restrictive ban to go forward. The Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court says the court is risking losing its own authority if it allows states like Texas to get around the courts. Chief Justice John Roberts saying in a statement yesterday that Texas law undermines the U.S. Constitution and the role of the Supreme Court. That as pro-life groups are applauding the court's decision, the state's Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick among them, telling Fox News,
babies in the womb, if you could hear them, are celebrating today because innocent life now has a chance to live because of this Supreme Court decision.
Following his Friday funeral in Washington, former Senator Bob Dole was honored with a funeral service in his hometown of Russell, Kansas on Saturday. A public viewing was followed by the memorial service at St. Mary Queen of Angels Catholic Church. Dole died last Sunday at the age of 98, that after a stage 4 lung cancer diagnosis. He represented Kansas in the U.S. Senate from 1969 to 1996 when he won the Republican nomination for the presidency but lost the general election to Bill Clinton. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.